Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lee?
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, so shocking betrayal by Kevin McCarthy. This is bizarre, Lee. And you actually step back from it, it is literally bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. This is not like a debt ceiling deal where, like, you know, we wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper and took it to the White House, right? I mean, Kevin McCarthy saw his own Republican House members pass this through the House. They passed it. They agreed on the details of, you know, what our side would offer to take to the White House, and they passed the deal through the House. And McCarthy took it over to the White House to just ignore what we voted on, right? Whatever. We'll give you everything you want. And Democrats went, okay. I mean, there's a piece of Politico this morning where the Democrats are like, yeah, we're sad we lost. Hey, everybody vote for it. They're telling their caucus, everybody vote for it. Give Kevin McCarthy the votes he needs. I mean, this morning, I don't know, what is Kevin McCarthy doing? Our supposed Republican speaker, is he calling Democrats whipping votes? Is that what he's doing? I mean, the betrayals in here are shocking. Like, it makes you rethink everything. You're almost like, I mean, this morning, I just want to understand it. You're almost like, what's in your FBI file, Kev? I mean, did you have another affair on your wife?
That makes
That's
you wonder
why he lost the speakership last time, Lee. He cheated on his wife, and the Department of Homeland Security got it and leaked it. I mean, would you cheat on your wife again, and this time she'll leave you? I mean, what would make you do this?
What did we get? What did Republicans get?
Nothing.
And why did it take so long? If Republicans got nothing out of the deal, why did it take so long to give away everything?
And why did Kev bother to whip the boats for it and get it passed in the House? I mean, you know how bad this is, okay? Like, you can almost laugh. You know how they got Joe Manchin to vote the Democrat senator from West Virginia?
Yeah, they lied to him.
They lied. They got him. You know how they got Joe Manchin to vote for the Inflation Reduction Act? And the Democrats told Joe Manchin, hey, we'll approve this pipeline.
Yeah.
We'll give you a pipeline. And then as soon as Joe Manchin votes for it was a natural gas pipeline. As soon as Joe Manchin votes for it, they're like, ah, we're not giving you a pipeline, sucker.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah. Do you know they made the same offer to Kev and he took it?
No.
Kev's walking around going, we got a pipeline. It is literally the same pipeline that they offered Joe Manchin.
Well, if a right-leaning Democrat would take a deal like that, then why wouldn't a left-leaning Republican?
Yeah, and Kev's like, yeah, we got the pipeline. You mean the same one they told Manchin he had? Oh, yeah, they green-lighted it. Uh-huh. As soon as Manchin voted for it, they're like, no, forget it. You can't have the pipeline. That's what Kev gave this up for. I mean, we had a thing in there, Lee, that would have stopped the EPA from shutting down 60% of our energy sources in the next 7 years, which would be coal and natural gas. They would have had to run it by Congress. Kev's like, we don't want that, and pulled it out. And again, his own Congress members had voted for this deal. He whipped this deal. He told them to vote for it and went to the White House and mocked them all. I mean, I've never seen the like of it in politics. It is so shocking. And when you look at, I mean, you know, this morning, E.J. Antoni, who's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, is saying, listen, what this means is, that, and to call it a debt ceiling deal is wrong, because what it does is something we've never seen before. It removes any ceiling.
Yeah.
There's no limit. As Ralph Norman explained this morning on Fox News, Joe Biden could borrow or print. We're running out of people to borrow our debt, so we're going to have to print it. He could borrow or print $4 trillion. $7 trillion, $10 trillion, whatever he wants. Doesn't matter. And, you know, so EJ and Tony's explained, look, that inflation rate, the 7, 8, 9, that's coming back. I mean, that's all coming back. They voted to have this. They voted for endless inflation. And what he said is what this means is, he said, you know, all those rate hikes that we're having that have made, I mean, I'm here to tell you, my husband's in the mortgage business. No one can afford a house anymore, not with these rates. Houses aren't moving. Not like they used to. And what he's saying is, you understand, with Kevin McCarthy doing this, we're going to have to keep raising interest rates. And inflation is going to go through the roof. That's what he just did. He ignored the actual limit that his caucus put on and went, ah, Joe, you just go print whatever you want. We're going to take the limits off. As Red State was pointing out, Lee, this is actually worse than what we used to do, which was just give them what's called a clean debt ceiling increase, which is just we don't ask for anything at all. We just say, hey, yeah, we'll raise it. Because at least there was a limit. There's no limit now. And then McCarthy's like, yeah, I'll give you 98% of our IRS agents, even the IRS agents you want, even though McCarthy himself admitted in that clip I played earlier, they're going to be used to persecute Republicans. That's what the point of it is. They've already gone after Matt Taibbi. Remember, they showed up at his house while he was testifying in Congress about the FBI censoring.
Pure coincidence, Americans. I'm sure. Yeah.
And then we find out last week they opened their investigation into him on Christmas Eve, literally within hours of Twitter files number 9 dropping, where he exposed how the FBI censored everyone in the last two elections. So, I mean, that purely punitive. Miranda Devine at the New York Post called it a Soviet-style agency. It is. Mm-hmm. And Kevin McCarthy went, yeah, no, we'll totally fund that at 98% of Biden's ask. His caucus had voted to eliminate it. Why? I mean, just why? You got to almost go like, did the FBI come to your house? And I mean, did you have another affair, Kev? I mean, I know you cheated on your wife last time and it cost you the speakership. Did you cheat again? What do they have on you? How? I mean, just how? How is this possible? I mean, here's the thing. Okay, this is James Clyburn, right? Democrat, was used to be number 2 in Democrat leadership, right? 6 days ago, explaining on CNN, we're going to have to compromise with the Republicans on the debt ceiling. We were winning. It's not like we were losing.
And if you feel that he's had to give more than he's gotten?
You know, I've said all of my life, if the distance between me and opponent on any issue are 5 steps, I don't mind taking 3 of them. That's the way I feel. I don't think you have to always meet in the middle.
Right.
So I don't mind taking 3 out of 5.
He said, Biden's going to have to compromise. What he just talked about there, 3 out of 5, that's like, you know, two-thirds, basically. So, I mean, they were going to have to give up. And Kev went, gosh, you don't compromise. We'll give you everything. We'll give you everything. All of it. IRS, Army, you want to shut down 60% of our energy? Go ahead, just do that. No, we weren't serious about stopping you. Yeah, I don't need congressional approval. Just ignore what my caucus passed. I mean, what do you think, Lee? I can't, like I said last hour,
what did we get? What did we get?
Worse than nothing.
There's nothing that we got out of the deal. And if that's the case, then why did it take so long?
Why did Kevin McCarthy even ask his caucus to vote on it? Why did he do that? I mean, nobody saw this coming. He told no one he was going to do this. He went to the White House and cut this deal.
Is this going to be something, though, Tara, that puts into question his speakership?
I hope.
Will this be maybe the first strike, or will this be?
I'm going to ask Ralph Norman that at 7:30, because there's a provision they got
right
where any one of them can call for an election. Somebody'd have to run against him.
Right.
Maybe he's lined up the Democrat votes for that, too. I mean, I don't know. You give the Democrats all of his. He's going to need their votes to pass this through the House. The Democrats, I mean, he's got to be whipping Democrats this morning to get this bill through, because he can't be whipping his own caucus. I mean, some of them will vote for it. A few, hardcore rhinos from some purple states, but that's about it. So I don't really understand. Here's the thing, too, and I'm gonna lay this out coming up next. This is all fake. There's no default date. And EJ Antoni's the head economist at the Heritage, explains this, Lee, and we'll get into it. We've done this before. We know what happens when we don't raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
They just pretend to shut down a bunch of agencies, throw up some barriers, and we go right on paying our bills. We were never going to default.
No.
That's fake.
Yeah.
And the tell is history, as he brilliantly says. when we've done this before, what happened? Did we default? No, we just had a government shutdown. Everything was fine. It, probably nobody pretty much noticed even that the government was shut down. This whole default thing is new, and they just made it up. We have enough money coming in every month to the Treasury to more than pay our debt, many times over. So, you know, the bottom line for you and for me, you and I are going to pay this bill that Kev just agreed to. If he can get it through Congress, we're going to pay it at the grocery store. Inflation's going to accelerate again. I mean, it's already bad. It's 4-5%. It went up a little bit month over month. You know, it's going up, not down. But this is going to jack it through the roof again. I guess we're going to live this way. I guess. And, you know, 7-9% inflation built in part, endless interest rate hikes to just try to keep it from spinning out of control. We're going to live on the razor's edge economically. I just want to know. Was it his file? Is there something in his folder at the FBI? Did they threaten him? Would he cheat with a man this time? I mean, instead of just another woman on his wife like last time, and that's how they were able to get him to back down for running for speakership in the, you know, last time he ran, he had affairs and they exposed him. Is it your file, Kev? I mean, what is it? What, how? I mean, why would you do this?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're up, you're Adam. Probably the first thing you grabbed this morning was that cell phone. You headed to work, you got it right beside you, right? How will you use it today? Interesting warning about that. coming from the phone makers themselves. New study showing a 60% increase in brain cancer due to cell phone use. That radiation emitted from the phones can be harmful to your health, and they're finding out increasingly how harmful. That's not just a pop theory. Apple recommends that customers using its latest iPhones, including the 14 Pro Max and the iPhone SE, not hold it up to your head. So if you do that all day for work, stop doing that. Apple's now saying you should do a hands-free option because of the radiation. Hands-free options such as the built-in speakerphone, headphones, other similar accessories to reduce exposure to radio frequency energy. So this isn't just coming from the scientists, it's also coming from Apple. So if that's you and you are constantly have that phone on your ear, you don't want to do that. It can cause brain, neck, and throat cancers. What a mess. Also advising that men not store the phone in your pants pockets. You don't want to radiate your privates. You know what I'm talking about? Well, ladies should not give, store it in their bra. I think who does that? I actually do that. Yeah, I developed the habit when I had toddlers because even in their diapers, the kids were reaching for the phone. Give me that thing, the phone. It's so bright. It's got pretty colors. So I would hide it there in my shirt because they knew to go in my pockets. I have to fight off a toddler who wanted a phone. And I've just like stuck it there. Don't do that. Not good for you. All right, so that's your life advice today. Look, folks, this debt deal, this absolute betrayal by Kev, as I call him, Kevin McCarthy, which I saw coming. I mean, I freaked out when Trump endorsed him. It's why I broke up with Trump. This is why. I knew who he was. I warned you. Trump should have known. But he didn't. He endorsed him in his primary when we could have beaten him, and then he endorsed him for speaker. And here's the sad part. This whole debt default story has been leading up to this betrayal by Kev. It's all fake. It's not real. There was never going to be any debt default. Here is E.J. Antoni, who is the head economist at the Heritage Foundation, okay, explaining this.
Well, I mean, if we can just let history be our guide for a second, we know that anytime we bump up against the debt ceiling, all that happens is we just have another partial government shutdown, and the United States does not actually default in those instances. We're still able to pay to service the debt. And so if you actually dig into the numbers, you find that Janet Yellen apparently is either unaware or is lying about her own department's figures. And what you see is that the Treasury actually takes in, get this, 7 times the revenue that is needed to pay for the debt. In other words, to pay the interest on the bills, bonds, and notes that come in, as well as then to roll over that debt. And amazingly, they keep throwing around this word default. What they really mean is that we will have to forestall paying some of our bills. Now, which of those bills? Well, when you listen to Yellen or other people in the administration, they try to tell you that it means that things like Social Security payments aren't going to go out, right? So in other words, we're going to burn the whole thing down by causing a default, and we're going to starve grandma. No. I mean, my goodness, we not only do we have enough money to pay to service the debt, on top of that, we have enough money to pay for all of the Social Security checks, veterans benefits, Medicare. You can even throw in the entire defense budget, as ridiculous and bloated as it is. You can pay for all of that. And even after doing all of that, in the cumulative, what we've gone through so far in the current fiscal year, you would still have $500 billion left over. So please don't tell me that there's not enough money. There's plenty of money. We're just wasting it. But even still, even if you have that partial government shutdown, again, there is plenty of money to pay the necessary bills.
Right. Okay.
And that's because the money comes in every month. So all of his coverage you've been hearing, including, unfortunately, in our station from Fox News, debt limit. Oh, it'll come June 1. Oh, the debt ceiling, we're going to hit it. We're going to default. No, it's all fake. It's total fake. It's to prepare you for this betrayal that Kevin McCarthy we're now seeing. They just made it up. It used to be, oh, we'll have government shutdown. Folks, we have enough money coming into the Treasury every month, particularly from businesses pay month to month. To more than pay the debt, as he just explained, we could pay Medicaid, we could pay Medicare, we could pay our defense budget, We could pay the debt several times over. This is all fake. It's fake. And I guess it was to get to this. But I don't think people understand what Kevin McCarthy just did. For the first time, we have no debt limit. We just raised the debt ceiling. Kev went, ah, screw that. No. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to, no limit. So this $4 trillion figure you're seeing, oh, we'll spend $4 trillion. No, sorry. We'll print $4 trillion more, and then the prices will go through the roof at the grocery store because of inflation. No. It's actually unlimited. They just pulled that $4 trillion figure out of the air. As Ralph Norman explained this morning on Fox News, and he's up next, it could be $4 trillion or $10 trillion or $12 or maybe $7. It's just whatever they feel like. Oh, and you pay at the grocery store in inflation. That's the deal Kevin just cut. It's shocking. We've never seen anything like this before. It's unprecedented.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me now is Upstate Congressman Ralph Norman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I saw you this morning on Fox News, so you were up bright and early. I was shocked to learn about this debt deal that we have a situation. I mean, is this not worse than just approving a clean debt ceiling? I mean, we've got a situation where Kevin McCarthy, the Republican speaker, has offered him like unlimited spending.
Yeah, and Tara, I tell you, when we left Congress, when we left Washington last week, Kevin McCarthy said, "Just stay with me." He told our Republican caucus, we stayed with him. We provided 218 votes for a limit saving growth bill, which was not everything we wanted, but it was started the country in a path of financial solvency. When we got the details in writing, which we just had, less than 24 hours ago, it's anything but that. What he's done is surrendered everything that we had in our bill, including the most egregious was the $1.5 trillion debt limit that we had that we would agree to, provided we had cuts, sincere cuts, not smoke and mirrors. We only limited it. I mean, we put the timetable for that through March of 24. He agreed to take off all the limits. In other words, the Biden administration could, if they wanted to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion, by $10 trillion, that was his prerogative. And I'm just, it's insane. And I said earlier, it's insanity to do this. And along with all the other things, good things we had in there, work requirements, you know, for SNAP and TANF, he put in Medicaid. He took out Medicaid, which has got 98 million people. IRS agents, a football stadium the size of Clemson, 87,000 IRS agents whose only qualification is carrying a gun, $80 billion with a B dollars. He took $1 billion out but funded the balance of them. loan, paying off student loans. He basically, you know, agreed to that. He surrendered, and America deserves better. I mean, politicians with this administration, which as the hearings go on, America's getting a front row seat to a totally corrupt and compromised administration. And the only people happy with this bill, the only two factions, the Chinese Communist Party, which is buying up our debt, they're happy. And then the Biden administration, which knows no limits to its spending. We're just saying no. And, you know, we're going to ride this thing out and see what happens. And McCarthy has let us down.
I would call it like an absolute utter betrayal. I mean, it's literally, shocking. It's just shell shocking. Well, you're on the Rules Committee. I mean, is this thing, does he have the votes to get it through Congress?
Well, here, the Rules Committee is made up of 13 people, 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats. You know, we can stop it there. And I understand that McCarthy wants a closed rule, which means no limits, no amendments. Well, the whole fight that the 20 of us had in January was to allow amendments. But Nancy Pelosi wouldn't allow any. It was her way or the highway. And that's what McCarthy's wanting on this bill. And I'm just, we're going to listen, but I'm new. Chip Roy is new. Thomas Massey is a true conservative. And we'll see. But this bill is unacceptable. And the preview of coming attractions, as I said on Fox earlier, Janet Yellen is going to say the debt ceiling has been hit. She's changed the date from June 1 now to June 5th. That's a total bluff. And, you know, I have no confidence in what she says. You know, tax revenues are coming in, and we're not going to default, but they're going to say we are. They're going to scare seniors. They're going to say no Social Security benefits will be paid, no veterans benefits will be paid, no bond payments will be made, which is just not true. Now, no deal is better than a bad deal. And why did this administration – I mean, Biden, Tara, was traveling – the last 100 days and treating this like it was no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. And the insult, I wouldn't buy a microwave without seeing it in writing. I mean, from the private sector, anybody has got to see things in writing. We just got the text in writing, which is an insult for the American people.
You mean members of Congress just got the text like in what from Kevin McCarthy?
Correct. Correct.
Well, I know one of the things you guys got, if I understood correctly, when you agreed to make Kevin McCarthy speaker in exchange for some limits on his power, because everybody knew he wasn't a straight shooter, wasn't there a limit? Wasn't there something in there that even just one Congress member could call for a vote of no confidence in his speakership? Is that going to happen, do you think? Can that happen?
Well, it's called a vacate the chair. One person, he wanted it, so he had to basically have a committee to go through that he controls. We just kicked that out. We said we're not doing that. In the business arena, if you're not doing the job, you get fired. And in the political arena, for politicians, that's a new concept they don't like. But we did get it. One person can go down. I'm not going to go there yet. Up to this point, he's talked a good game.
Yes.
But, you know, we pass all these messaging bills. This is the first substantive bill that we could really tell the American people we're giving them their tax money back and we're not spending it. And now to see what we got, to see a total surrender, no, we're not doing it.
One thing that Miranda Devine over at the New York Post pointed out, Representative Ralph Norman, is that the Republicans campaigned all summer before the midterms. Their commercials on, hey, we're going to eliminate the 87,000 IRS agents if you vote for us. I mean, that wasn't just like a throwaway. That was like the centerpiece, she said, and she's right, of a lot of these, you know, campaign commercials. It was a big deal, and Kevin McCarthy, the first chance he gets, not only doesn't stop it, but it's like, yeah, I'm a fun 98% of it. We totally want all these IRS agents. I mean, how are Republicans ever going to win again, much less be trusted, if our leaders betray us like this?
Well, they won't have confidence. If we renege on this bill And like you said, the 87,000 IRS agents are a big deal. I mean, money-wise, and how do you fire a federal employee once he gets on the roll?
You don't.
But there's so many other things. The paying for student loans, which is insane. The American people, you know, that plumber, that electrician, that carpenter, paying for somebody to go to college, in particular with what they're learning in college, which is anti-American, no. It's an insult to people who pay their loans back. COVID, reclaiming the COVID dollars that are unspent. You know, we started out, it was going to be $300 billion. We're now down to $28 billion, if that. The states are using it up. And this, I tell you, turning the vault over to the Biden administration, which is what Kevin McCarthy and this bill did, is insane. And, again, it's a he knows no limits. And this bill that we had put limits on him. It didn't go far enough, but it started the process. And to take him off now like he's done is unacceptable.
Real quick, Congressmember Ralph Norman, are we broke? I mean, you keep talking about this country going bankrupt, and it seems as if Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden just couldn't give a flip about that. Can you address that with this deal?
Yeah, well, the main, Kevin McCarthy is on record as saying debt is the number one issue with the solvency of America, debt. And what's he done? Increasing debt unlimited, not putting a number on it. I mean, it goes against what he said. Now, and we either address it now or we just default. Are we broke? I would say we are, to be honest with you. I mean, the $32 trillion, we keep printing money as if it doesn't have to be paid back. Well, ask China. If they're going to get paid back. Ask Japan, ask all of our creditors. But we got to stop. And the other thing, Tara, he's spending money on woke Green New Deals, giveaways to his cronies in manufactured batteries coming from China. I mean, it's insane what he's doing. The border is bad enough. I mean, look at the dollars that are going there to get 15 million people when it all said and done in this country illegally on our payroll. And so, you know, we just can't keep going, and we're going to do what we can. I don't know that we'll see how it plays out. Our bill got 218 Republicans, zero Democrats. It'll be interesting in rules today at 3 o'clock to see what happens there with the Democrats, and I don't know about the Republicans, to be honest with you. We'll just have to see. But we're going to fight. We're not going to give up. And the solvency of this country for our children, grandchildren, are what we're fighting for.
Real quick, I read, Ralph Norman, that this also gives away any negotiating chips you might have had to secure the border. Is that true?
Nothing in there to secure the border. Nothing. And it's all about enforcement,
wow.
Tara. We can pass all the rules we want. If there's nothing in there for border, but the only way you secure the border is build a wall and have a designated point of entry, and this administration is not going to do it. The only reason they're letting the border, letting our sovereignty go, is because they want power. They think the people coming over are going to vote Democratic. That's what they're doing this for. And it's intentional, and it's harmful, and I don't know how you walk it back. What are you going to do? Ship out 15 million. We've already got 5 to 6, and another year and a half of this basically no border is going to do damage that we really have not seen before in America.
Wow. Ralph Norman, thank you for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, the good news, we've hurt Target so bad. Over $9 billion stock price, value loss. That the designer, the satanic designer of their apparel, has renounced Satan. Oh my God. Headline, designer of Satanist apparel says, "I don't believe in Satan." He meant to add anymore. After Target pulls the brand's merchandise, a lot of people went on the Abpralin. That's his brand. Her brand. It's a woman who says she's a man. Whatever. Website. And, I mean, just satanic image after satanic image after satanic image. And like, right there, you know, in the profile of the designer, this transgender individual is wearing literally Satan horns. I kid you not. And in case you had any doubt about this person's fealty, love of Satan, it's declared right there. And it's like post number 3. He says, you know, the Satan, you know, worshiping Satan basically made Abpralin, the brand, what it is today. Satan loves you and respects who you are. You're important and valuable in this world, and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. LGBT people are often referred to as being a product of Satan. So fine, we'll hang with Satan. This person now says, oh, Satan, me? No, that's not. You know, I might have designed a demon into like a quarter of my stuff, demonic imagery. But you know, now that I'm not getting paid by Target anymore, I renounce Satan. Means we hurt him. We hurt him bad. Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.